Are you ready to head down the path to an abundant retirement? We're tackling the topics of the mind of the modern retiree here on Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. And now your host, Carol Dewey.
Welcome back to Navigating Abundant Retirement Radio, the show where we explore the strategies that help business owners and high net worth families protect their wealth, maximize opportunities, and build a lasting legacy. I am your host, Carol Dewey, and today's episode is all about one of the most dangerous habits I see in entrepreneurs, treating their business like a personal piggy bank. It might save you some taxes today, but it could cost you millions tomorrow. We'll talk through real-world examples, explore how this impacts your valuation multiples, and show you how to shift from short-term thinking to long-term wealth creation. So let's dive in. Let's start with the mindset. For many business owners, reducing taxes is the holy grail. They hear from their accountant, write it off if you can, and they do. Vacations become conferences. The car becomes a company vehicle. Even family phone plan makes it its way into the expense column. On paper, this feels smart. Less taxable income means less tax liability. You keep more in your pocket today. But here's the problem. Buyers, bankers, and investors don't buy tax returns. They buy earnings. And the way we measure earnings, true, clean, operational profits, is through EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization. If you've polluted your books with personal lifestyle expenses, your EBITDA shrinks. And when EBITDA shrinks, your valuation multiple shrinks right along with it. In other words, you're trading dimes today for dollars tomorrow. Let's put this into a story. I once worked with the owner of a dry cleaning business. He was hardworking, beloved in his community, and had built up a loyal customer base. But he also ran most everything through the business: family cars, his kids' college expenses, vacations. On the tax return, his profits looked anemic. When it came time to sell, buyers weren't impressed. They couldn't justify paying the premium multiple for a business that looked barely profitable on paper. Now the owner argued, but wait, those aren't real expenses. A buyer wouldn't have them. That's true in theory, but here's the reality. Buyers don't pay you for what you say you could have earned. They pay you for what you did earn. So instead of a healthy 5x or 6x EBITDA valuation, this owner got hammered with a discount. His true business was worth far more than what the market offered, but his habit of treating it like a piggy bank cost him hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now let's zoom in out into a bigger business, a physician group practice. This group generated millions in annual revenue, but the partners treated the business like a lifestyle engine. Every expense they could think of got run through the books. Club memberships, family, travel, even the occasional home renovation written off as office improvements. When private equity came knocking, the due diligence process was brutal. PE firms want clean books. They want reliable, scalable earnings. Instead, they found a mess. So what happened? Multiples were cut. Instead of the 8x to 10x EBITDA that similar practices commanded, this group got a 5x to 6x. That difference amounted to millions lost in enterprise value. Here's the painful part. All those savings over the years, the cars, the trips, the memberships, were nothing compared to the wealth they forfeited by muddying the financials. Let's do one more. A client owned several fast-growing franchise locations. Business was booming and the opportunity to scale was enormous. But every time profits came in, instead of reinvesting into operations or retaining earnings, the owners siphoned off cash for personal real estate deals and toys, like boats, luxury cars, second homes. So when potential buyers came to the table, they saw a business that lacked the retained earnings to fuel future growth. Confidence was shaken. Valuation offers came in far lower than expected. The irony? By treating the business like a personal piggy bank, these owners undermined the very wealth creation engine they had built. Here's the key takeaway. Short-term tax tricks sabotage long-term legacy. Yes, reducing taxes in a given year feels good. But the true measure of wealth isn't how much you saved on April 15th. It's how much you walk away with when you exit. Think about your family. Think about your employees. Think about the decades of work you've put into this business. Do you want your legacy defined by short-term perks or by a life-changing generational payout? Buyers don't pay top dollar for creative accounting. They pay top dollar for clarity, predictability, and clean earnings. This is where we come in. At Claris Advisory Partners, we work with business owners to clean up the books, maximize EBITDA, and position your company for the highest possible valuation multiple. That's how you capture the wealth you've always created. Then, through Perpetual Wealth Financial, we make sure that once you exit, those millions don't just get eaten away by taxes or poor planning. We build a tax-efficient strategy to preserve, grow, and transfer your wealth. Together, we turn your business from a piggy bank into a true wealth-building machine. So let me ask you, is your business a piggy bank or is it a wealth engine? The answer might determine whether you retire with enough or retire with abundance. If you're unsure, this is the time to act. Download our free resource, The 8 Key Drivers of Company Value, and let's start a conversation about how to optimize your financials, protect your legacy, and build true generational wealth. Because remember, short-term savings mean nothing if they cost you long-term success. Thank you for joining me today. I hope this discussion gave you a new perspective on how the small decisions you make inside your business, especially around taxes and expenses, can have a massive impact on your long-term wealth and legacy. Again, if you're serious about protecting the value of your business, I want to offer you a next step. Download the free resource I just mentioned, The 8 Key Drivers of Company Value. It is a practical guide to understanding what really drives your company's worth and how to improve it. And if you're ready to go deeper, let's schedule a conversation. At Claris Advisory Partners, we'll help you maximize your valuation, and with Perpetual Wealth Financial, we'll make sure that when you exit, you keep what you've earned. I'm Carol Dewey. Thanks for listening to today's episode of Navigating Abundant Retirement Radio. If what we discussed today struck a chord, if you've ever wondered whether the way you're running expenses through your business could hurt you down the road, now is the time to act. Download our free guide, The 8 Key Drivers of Company Value, at www.perpetualwealthfinancial.com, and let's start a conversation about how to optimize your business for both profitability and long-term legacy. And if you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe and share it with a fellow business owner who could benefit from this message. I'm Carol Dewey, and until next time, navigate with intention, and I will see you again next week.
You should consult a financial advisor familiar with the specific circumstances of your unique financial situation before making any financial decisions. Nothing in this broadcast constitutes as a solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Any mentioned rates of returns are historical or hypothetical in nature and are not a guarantee of future returns. Carol Dewey is an investment advisor representative of Perpetual Wealth Financial, a Florida registered investment advisor firm.